It was one of the toughest weekends in the history of the 19-member European Currency Union. This morning, after bitter wrangling and a sleepless night, leaders of the Eurozone finally agreed to the outlines of a 3-year bailout for Greece worth nearly $100 billion. The new deal depends on Greece agreeing to strict conditions and major changes in how the Greek economy is run in the future. In a moment, we'll hear how Greeks have reacted to the agreement, but first, this crisis has raised questions about whether the ideal of European political and economic unity can ever really work. NPR's Soraya Sahari-Nelson has this report from Brussels.
Just how tense things were during the Eurozone leaders' summit here in Brussels was evident before the talks began. German Chancellor Angela Merkel didn't smile as her Greek counterpart, Alexis Tsipras, approached. He tried to speak to her and extended his hand, which she shook briefly before turning to walk away. By the time the summit ended 17 hours later, it was the Greek prime minister who looked unhappy. Caving to the lenders, he agreed to hand over control of $55 billion in state assets and implement a new wave of austerity measures and privatization, concessions which some analysts say could cost him his job. Tsipras offered this grim assessment. Greece will keep fighting so we can return to growth, he said, so we can win back our lost national sovereignty. But elsewhere at the summit, Merkel made it clear Athens' creditors weren't done yet. She said helping Greece out of its quagmire requires modernizing the Greek government and how it handles assets. Merkel added that's something Athens' creditors will be discussing next week. This kind of intervention and the perception that Germany and its allies were ramming tough fiscal demands down Athens' throat left many around the world crying foul. Thousands complained about the perceived bullying on Twitter overnight under the hashtag #ThisIsACoup. Some called on Greece to give up the euro and send creditors packing. It's the kind of reaction that worries European Parliament President Martin Schulz, who met with Eurozone leaders last night. It's not just about Greece's future, Schulz said, but whether the European Union as a political and economic power is to be taken seriously and can solve its own problems. Daniela Schwarza, who heads the German Marshall Fund's New Europe program, says political governance of the Eurozone has been debated for years, but there hasn't been enough political will among member states to change it.
The Greek case really is the wake-up call the Eurozone needed in order to talk about those questions in a more serious way.
Schwarza says proposed changes that are being talked about include getting the European and individual parliaments more involved in joint economic policy making. There's also a proposal to make the rescue program used for bailouts, which is known as the European Stability Mechanism, more independent and with its own source of funding. Schwarza says the idea is that decisions on who gets a bailout wouldn't be dominated by countries that are owed money. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Brussels.